At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. On a day America can celebrate the successful launch of SpaceX's third test, we turn to the American economy and the unknowns with someone who's deeply involved in watching the American economy, Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report. Chris, a very good evening to you. Your business is digital, and so therefore your statistics are what they are. They're accurate. Right now, Wall Street is telling us the commercial real estate bubble is not solved and that inflation, called sticky inflation, is not solved. The commercial real estate bubble, let's talk about that first. There's been all kinds of reassurance for several weeks now that we've got this. We've provided the bridge that is necessary. There was a bank in New York, for example, that was in trouble, and it's either been bailed out or they're talking about bailing it out. Do you hear other stories from secondary cities of bailouts or banks worrying and making calls to the federal government? Good evening to you.
John, you're certainly seeing some in the investor class that are shorting bank stocks now, and those regional banks that have high levels of exposure to commercial real estate. We're still, call it, bottom of the first inning in what will play out over the next 2 to 3 years on the commercial real estate side. There's a new factor, however, that's starting to come in, which is now you're starting to see retail failures in those retail bankruptcies, some of those retail closures from the dollar store categories into the traditional mall stores. Those will just put more pressure on the sector as a whole, and that retail business is seeing a downstroke because of principally the consumer becoming less and less liquid.
And the buildings that are half empty or 10% empty, is there indication they're being filled? Because there have been a number of articles about work from home no longer desirable. Has that shown up in trends?
So far, no. John, most employers, up to and including the federal government, are stuck in a relatively precarious position, which is employers are encouraging employees to come back to work. And in many cases, the employees are saying, no, I won't do it. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Maybe that starts with 1 or 2 days a week back in the office, but the employers will continue to push for that. The question is, where will that break point be? And can employees mandate fully remote jobs, or will employers say no? Now, because the job market there's many, many, many more candidates out for every job, the pendulum is swinging back to the power of the employers and pushing more for in office.
Sticky inflation. The president in the State of the Union talked about shrinkflation, you know, one less potato chip for the same price. Now, your business takes you into franchises everywhere, including food franchises. Do you see a phenomenon of shrinkflation at food franchises or their product line?
Not shrinkflation, because the customer is very attuned to exactly what they get, but the prices continue to increase because of the factors of inflation and labor. And when you see now in California the mandatory $20 per hour plus extended benefits in that restaurant industry, all of those costs just translate to product. So the value meals are no longer a value. You're still driving costs up at the register.
I have seen, not in fast food franchises, but in stores that look like them, coffee shops, I have seen cheeseburgers go from 12 to 14. And these are in places where people don't hesitate to spend two extra dollars. However, across the course of the United States, that would be a great increase in food in restaurants, and that's putting pressure on restaurants. Do you see that? Individual restaurants, not chains.
You'll certainly see that in individual restaurants. Another kind of canary in the coal mine, earlier this week, one of the large dollar store chains announced the closing of between 600 and 1,000 underperforming stores. That's a symbol to show that lower quadrant of the American consumer is under pressure, and that pressure is translating to smaller checks, less shopping, and that will impact the convenience retail, the QSR, and many of those low-cost categories for consumers.
So we're still seeing sticky inflation. The Federal Reserve said we need to see proof that it is going in the right direction. They haven't seen it yet. They're talking about a cut by June. However, nothing's going according to plan. So let's move to shipping. There's a Bloomberg shipping report saying that the slowdown or the hesitation because of the Suez Canal and the Red Sea will continue for some time, maybe the next year. Now, that's Europe. It shouldn't necessarily affect the U.S. economy, but it does affect, it's a knock-on effect. We also have the slowdown at the Panama Canal, but that's because of drought, not because of bad actors. Do you see it in your prices anywhere, this slowdown in shipping through the Red Sea, or is it too early?
So, John, the slowdown through the Red Sea has two kind of add-on effects. One, the cost to ship goods to Europe increases. Two, the cost to ship goods to the U.S. slightly increases because with the longer voyage around the Horn of Africa, you have more ships to move the same amount of freight because of longer journeys. That lessens the number of available ships on the Trans-Asian and Asia-Pacific routes. So it does have an impact in cost. So far, it's been moderate. But if this problem continues with the Houthis, that may become more impactful and actually start to hit U.S. economy as well.
We had surprising news from the Financial Times this morning that the U.S., in some fashion, is talking to Iran in some fashion about controlling the Houthis. That doesn't sound like a solution, but it is unusual. So we'll note that the Red Sea shipping could be something that our allies, U.S. allies, are talking about. Now, this takes us all the way back to China, but I want to stop before we go to China. About shipping, about goods traveling, you've brought my attention to a CNBC investigation of organized retail theft chains throughout the United States. And the number I saw in the CNBC piece was $40 billion in 2023, I believe. $40 billion. But these are not the chains, according to CNBC, that we see videos of young people running out of the store trailing expensive bags. These are quietly done, organized theft rings. Is this a problem that you see in your customers now, that they have no defense against these theft rings?
John, this is a huge problem in health and beauty retail, specifically cosmetics. You have immense problems with shrink. You see that in categories such as beauty, baby for baby formula, razors, which is why you see these items locked up more and more in stores. In many cases, that's not the poor homeless person stealing bread to survive. It's the bored housewife or college student who's stealing professionally to make extra money on the side. So that is becoming a much more organized industry, unfortunately, playing out in Amazon and eBay for resale, even though they're trying to fight it very aggressively. But that amount of retail shrink just goes back to bottom line, driving more inflation to the consumer. And unfortunately, there's no way to control it at this point.
Inside the organized crime rings plaguing retailers, including Ulta, TJ Maxx, and Walgreens. And you're talking about it on stealing very expensive cosmetics. Is that it? Big dollar figures.
Absolutely. Very expensive cosmetics that are then resold at a 30 to 50% discount online. Incredibly profitable for those thieves, and the government trying to start to crack down on it, but it needs more resource to really put a bite into it.
Yes, there is one spectacular story of a young woman arrested because she was at the center of a ring that she organized like a business plan, and she kept the cosmetics in her house and resold them on Amazon. Back to China. Which makes a lot of cosmetics. I understand that. But the information I have is that China's real estate market is not solved, nor is there a plan to solve it, and that they're going to take public housing from 5 to 30% to solve some of the unbuilt buildings. However, your measure of China is based on its manufacturing. Is there any sense that it's reviving? This would be for the Christmas season pretty soon. Any sense of revival?
No sign of it yet, John. We continue to see reach outs from Chinese manufacturers looking for work. The general sentiment is that things remain slow. Right. You know, the consumer side of the sector is still under pressure.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.